Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Hope everyone had a nice bye week, enjoyed the interviews with Justin Hardy and Will Parks last week. We are fully into Patriots week, 8 straight weeks with a playoff push for the Jets here. And, you know, this is a big week for the Jets. Last week, obviously able to heal up, recover, kind of gain the momentum, you know, from the Buffalo Bills game. Guys get away, they worked out. You know, kind of regain that focus. But, you know, this is, without being too hyperbolic here, probably the biggest game of the season for the Jets. I feel like it's a season-defining week, you know, for the franchise and kind of where they're going. This is a team that in the Patriots, the Jets have not beaten in, you know, since I was, you know, starting in college and, you know, 13 in a row. They haven't beaten the Patriots in New England in the regular season since Brett Favre was the quarterback back in 2008. So, you know, this is not only a big game in terms of the standings, which we'll get to, and kind of the trajectory of the rest of the season, but just off the bat, you got to beat, you know, these demons that the Jets have from the Patriots and quarterback specifically, whether it's Zach Wilson, you go back to, you know, the butt fumble with Sanchez, some of Geno's performances, the list goes on and on. And obviously Sam and Zach having, you know, some of their probably worst career performances, to say the least, against the Patriots, going into New England and being able to take care of business here, you know, would send a pretty clear message. Again, I know we've said it a bunch this year, that same old Jets mentality, that's been broken a lot of times. We've seen that. The Green Bay game is a perfect example. You look at the Miami game, perfect example. The Buffalo Bills game, you know, from, you know, about 10 days ago, perfect example. But the one same old Jets thing we did see was 2 weeks ago at MetLife, hyped up game. Jets are 5-2, you know, Patriots coming in, Patriots season kind of hanging in the balance. They get smoked off the field in Monday Night Football. Justin Fields runs for 1,000 yards, and you're going, oh, the Jets are going to kill him at MetLife. This is set up perfectly for them. And we all know what happened, obviously, mental mistakes on the defensive side of the ball, some bad penalties, whether we agree or not. And then obviously Zach Wilson and special teams unit did not do their job. Jets come back. They beat Buffalo. They're feeling really good. They go into the bye. They're going to get Max Mitchell back, which is huge, obviously. You know, George Fant, Corey Davis, we'll get into in a moment, but now you're going into New England. This is a key stretch. You know, New England, Chicago, Minnesota, and Buffalo. Can you find a way to get to 2-2 here? Maybe get to 3-1, but 2-2 at a minimum here. And you got to start out with a win. Again, going into New England, they're a better team on paper than New England is. I think their Jets are a well-coached team. I think they're prepared. They're pissed off and all that stuff. But we got to see them deliver on Sunday. You know, we'll break it down more later in the week, but kind of get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, from a schematic standpoint, but just from an emotional perspective, whether it's the fan base, it's the players, you heard Sauce Gardner after the Bills game, you know, we want New England, we're ready, and that's great. And I know that they feel that way. And, you know, you heard it when Will Parks talked about it on the last episode, talking about, you know, being fired up for New England. Justin Hardy mentioned the same thing, but they got to go out there and show it. And obviously it comes down to, you know, the quarterback and, you know, not making those crucial mistakes. And again, we'll get into a little bit more of that, but kind of want to just get the stage set a little bit for the New England game. Again, I mentioned Max Mitchell will be back This week, whether he plays or not, we'll see, but he's going to be practicing. His window is open, you know, from returning to IR. Could be a nice addition to that right side of the offensive line. I thought he played, pretty decently the first couple weeks, of the season. A guy, again, fourth round rookie, small school, you weren't sure if he'd be ready right away. And, you like what you've seen so far from Mitchell in that short period. And you obviously would love to see what you can kind of have. And is he the long-term answer at right tackle? That'd obviously be a huge bonus for the Jets. You go to Corey Davis day to day. We'll see if he's probably not going to practice on Wednesday. We'll see. I thought he'd be back after the bye. Maybe it's in their extra week or two. And they feel like they don't have to rush him back with the emergence of Denzel Mims here on the outside playing that traditional X role.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You go to George Fant. This one's a little tricky. When it comes to Fant, it feels like his time with the Jets is kind of coming to an end here. Obviously, played really well last year, started at left tackle. He's the left tackle winner of the year. Mekhi Becton, they move him to right tackle. It's big news. And then, obviously Becton gets hurt. They bring in Dwayne Brown. Fant moves over, which obviously, couldn't have been happy about. And then Brown goes out. Then they ask Fant to move back to left tackle. A bit of a mess. And he's also coming off a knee surgery in the offseason, barely practiced during camp. There's just so much different things going on. And obviously gets the – gets injured against the Bengals. It felt like a benching at the time, but comes out, he goes, Robert Saleh comes out. He needs a week of rest. The knee is just not right. We're now on, week 8 or 9 of rest, here and not coming back activated off IR. We could have come back a couple weeks ago. Then you look at Mitchell coming back with a more severe, a dislocated kneecap. It's hard to tell what's up with Fant. When the injury came out, all we were told is it's a knee. It just feels like you're going to see Mitchell and Brown or Big Sed potentially on the right side, here and the rest of the year. And it just feels like, Fant's going to get himself healthy as he should. We'll look to get paid in the offseason somewhere else. But it just kind of feels like, with that situation, obviously we can see what happens. You never know. But it just doesn't feel like you'll see him again, in green and white. The other big one, Sheldon Rankins, will be out this week. The good news is he has not gone on IR as of recording this Tuesday night. Obviously that would, put him out for 4 weeks. But the Jets need Sheldon Rankins back. I know he's a guy over the offseason. You heard a lot of fans wanted to cut him because they wanted a different defensive tackle that would do the same exact things for more money and never really made sense. And Rankins has been fantastic as a pass rusher specifically. You see him in the run game as well, but he's done a really nice job in a tandem with Quinton Williams. So, they'll need guys like JFM to, continue to eat inside when he moves in there. Guys like Nate Shepard, who actually played really well against the Bills and Patriots and a few others. So that's the injury news there. A couple other things of note, obviously, as everyone saw, the Vikings did beat the Bills on Sunday. You're kind of opening up a path now where if the Jets win on Sunday, again, this is another reason why this game is so important. The Jets win on Sunday, they will be in sole possession of first place as they do have a tiebreaker over both Buffalo and Miami. The Jets would move to 7-3, be in first place, potentially could be anywhere from the 1, 2, or 3 seed going into Thanksgiving, which is in a game against Chicago, which is very winnable right after. So it's a big football game. Obviously, Miami has looked impressive. They continue to get better defensively. They're a mess, but the speed, you know, with and the way Tua is playing right now, Miami is obviously a threat, and that Week 18 matchup looms large. You know, the Jets control their own destiny here. Again, they've already beaten Buffalo. They'll travel there in a few weeks. You know, Buffalo's reeling a little bit. They're, you know, facing, you know, anywhere from 12 to 31 inches, it looks like, of snow on Sunday with a Cleveland team who runs the football well and coming in there. So you never know what could happen there. And, you know, look, if the Jets are to lose Sunday, they will go actually in the last place because they would have be tied with New England, and New England will have beaten them twice. Obviously, you know, they would have more losses than Buffalo and Miami. So big game from the standings perspective, but the Jets do control their own destiny for the rest of the season. If the Jets win more games than everybody else, they'll have the tiebreakers, and you know, they could be hosting a home playoff game. Something I as much as I thought maybe, you know, compete for that seventh seed, I don't think I you know, thought it was possible they would be able to, you know, potentially compete for a division crown. But the division's on. Again, we'll break more and, you know, break down more about, you know, what Zach Wilson's got to do Sunday, what the rest of this team's got to do Sunday, with some guests coming up later in the week. But just to kind of recap here, obviously, you know, massive, massive game coming in New England. It's time to, you know, conquer the demons, get yourself into first place. You know, sitting at home on Thanksgiving, 7-3 in first place with the Chicago team that's traded off three of their best defensive players. You know, and it has a bad offensive line and all that stuff. And you get that team a couple days after Thanksgiving, you never know what could happen. Find your way 8-3 before you play the Minnesota Vikings, you know, in a game that very easily could be flexed, you know, to Sunday night. So, again, injury-wise, Max Mitchell will practice. Sheldon Rankin's out. George Fant will not be activated. And Corey Davis is day-to-day. You know, in other news, obviously, the Jets had put a claim in on, you know, on a player from the Chargers, you know, that's and they did not get him. Obviously the Jets are too good now, you know, to be able to, you know, Jerry Taylor, I'm not sure why that name slipped my mind, but, you know, they're not able to get him. Obviously, the Raiders, who have a much worse record, claimed him, former first round pick. Again, more guests following later in the week. Make sure you tune into the Badlands Q&A tonight at 8 o'clock. Turn on the Jets Live and all the things they've got going on over there. But, you know, rate, subscribe, review, the whole nine yards. We'll be back up on Spotify, you know, next week. So anywhere, if you listen, anywhere other than Apple Podcast, you'll be able to get that. And as we close on 1 million downloads, again, make sure you share. And we'll have some good episodes coming up later in this week, get into Jets Patriots. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you later in the week.